Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Super excited about this week's podcast. We're welcoming the Gregorys, a Moncton-based quartet, and we're going to be spinning some tunes from their debut album, Awful Truth. And I'll be joined by band members David Gregory and Grégoire Landry. Also this week, a pair of bonus tracks to close out the show. Brand new music from Dave Gunning and Lenny Gallant. So let's get it started with the first track from the CD Awful Truth from the Gregorys. This is Show Your Teeth When You Smile on Atlantic Access.
I picked it up, the bottle that it swayed in my hand. I carried it home, hid it in the gardening shed, among the rakes and hose, terracotta pots, and a watering can. Among the rakes and hose, terracotta pots, a watering can. Well, I know how much this means to you, what it means to you.
On Atlantic Access, the Gregorys this week, and we're talking with David Gregory now and Grégoire Landry, two members of the band. Welcome to Atlantic Access, folks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry.
Congratulations on the, you call it an EP or an LP with eight tracks?
It's a P, I guess. I don't know.
It's somewhere in between.
It's an LP. ELP.
It's an ELP.
I would say that was an
exactly.
LP.
That
I
works. Mean, I noticed a couple of tunes on the album. In fact, we just played two that have to do with smiling and teeth. Is anyone in the dentistry profession?
No, it's funny because one of the songs on the record is called Show Your Teeth When You Smile.
Yes.
But the original title was Swing Your Arms When You Walk.
Oh, my.
And for some reason, I changed it right at the last minute, and I didn't really think that there was another song on the record called Your Smile.
So. Yeah. So we have a Gregory and a Grégoire in the band. It's almost like the name of the band was predestined.
Well, I think that someone had said the Gregorys, and it made sense because David writing all the songs, and I was all for it, frankly. I thought it was an awesome name.
It's like a working title that became the real one.
Yeah, that's right.
Unintentional, perhaps.
Exactly.
My brothers aren't too happy about the title of the band. We played in groups together years and years ago, the three of us. Okay. And at one point, we did talk about having a band called the Gregorys, but the other members of that band didn't sort of put a kibosh on that. But it is the first band I've been involved with that I don't have to say the name of the band twice or explain it.
Two other members in the band, right? Maybe you'd like to introduce them. I know they're not here with us, but who are they and what are their roles?
Julie Doucette is the keyboard player and background vocals. And our newish bass player, Chris Morrison. So he will do background vocals, and he's the bass player.
Your role is obviously
I'm
drums.
I'm the drummer, yeah.
Yeah, and David is the lead guitar vocals mainly?
That's right, guitar and vocals.
Yeah. And the songwriting, is it a shared experience with the band?
It's mostly songs that I bring to the band, and then the arrangements are done by the whole band.
The name of the project, and I believe the first emphasis track off, is The Awful Truth.
Yes.
So let me ask you, what is The Awful Truth?
Well, obviously it's a play on words. Awful spelt with an O, O-F-F-A-L, meaning off-cut meats, perhaps. Guts, spleen, pancreas, all that fun stuff. It's a play on words because the awful truth of being human is that our behavior is dictated by our physicality. So we're a bag of plumbing and hormones and things like that. So we aren't the sort of semi-divine beings that we like to think of ourselves
as
being.
I think any song that you can say bovine encephalopathy in is an awesome song.
It's supposed to be funny, you know. Yeah. It is a look on how having a heart broken can affect you.
Right.
You know, I made a mistake. It's actually bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Oh.
Otherwise known as mad cow's disease.
Oh. The Awful Truth. This is the Gregorys on Atlantic Access.
Cling to my heart.
From the Gregory's album Awful Truth, that's Bungalow on Atlantic Access. And so Bungalow, you think of a house with one level, maybe with a basement, that type of a thing. How does that play into the idea for this album?
First of all, I like the sound of the word. It's a beautiful word, bungalow. It's got rhythm. Also, I'm coming from living in a big city like Toronto and moving to New Brunswick and spending a lot of my time driving through rural New Brunswick. It was sort of a phenomenon I found interesting, is how many people did live in a bungalow in a field far from the road. And it, to me, it was sort of an interesting way to be, purposeful isolation of it.
So you guys worked at a studio out of Charlotte to get this done.
Because we knew the Pierre-Guy Blanchard, the owner of...
It's the Studio 433, is it?
Yeah. It's self-produced. He helped us a little bit. Had worked with other bands that we respect and like. Liked what he did. Like him as an individual. We had a ball recording the record. It was like a holiday.
Pierre-Guy is someone who I'd worked with before years and years ago. And I really admire his musicality, and really admired what he did with other groups, so I wanted to get him involved.
So you're very complimentary towards your producer. Would you be working with him again, do you think?
I would love to work with him again, and I'd love to bring him in earlier on in the process to have him really go over the songs with us as the fifth ear would be fantastic.
Well,
but that's for the next time, and we'll start planning that soon.
Well, we're going to move right along here. We got a couple of songs left to play. One of the most interesting tracks on the album, Photographs and Paintings.
There was a period where I seemed to spend a lot of time walking through the grounds of the Ontario Legislature in Toronto, where there's lots of statues. And I realized that they're kind of abused, you know. They're out there in the weather being shit on by seagulls and things like that, and pigeons. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you really had probably, most of these people weren't very nice. And that's what you get. You get what you deserve. If they make a statue of you, you probably deserve it. We're coming to that point now when people are taking a lot of statues down, monuments, because we're realizing that they weren't very nice people. The chorus is photographs and paintings couldn't do our man justice.
Right.
So the justice is the being a statue.
Oh, very, very interesting. Gregoire, how about we give you the last say? What's the next step for the band? I mean, summertime is coming.
I think we'd all like to play as often as we can. We're writing songs as we go. For me, personally, right now, it's play as much as we can.
We're going to go ahead and wrap it up with a couple of more tunes here from The Awful Truth, the debut for the Gregory's. Somehow is coming up after Photographs and Paintings now on Atlantic Access.
Taller than the tallest.
On Atlantic Access, the Gregorys, that somehow from their debut album Awful Truth, and our thanks to David and Grégoire from the Gregorys for joining in this week. As promised, a couple of bonus tracks to close out the program. Listen for the second release off of Time Travel, the most recent project from Lenny Gallant, There's a Storm Coming, right after Dave Gunning and the lead single from his forthcoming album called Up Against the Sky. This is In the Time I Was Away on Atlantic Access.
Faithful like a friend, dog-eared pages turning inward. Between the lines I was lost a while. Now I'm walking in the cold, and it's heavy on me now. Heavy water on me now. I thought of fiction and romance, but nothing anymore. Outrageous than the truth. And with the morning star appearing, I was missing you. Yeah, I was missing you. In the time I was away. In the time I was away. Autumn winds were falling, those newspaper men who kept spinning till they grounded. I was rich among the rags, I'd read the Daily Blue. It always was the same. In the time I was away. In the time I was away. There was nothing that couldn't wait. In the time I was away. On this trip I had been on, that's 40 nights I had been gone. And somehow in a town where nothing changes, things got rearranged, but probably me to blame. Faithful like a friend, dog-eared pages turning inward. Between the lines I was lost a while. Now I'm walking in the cold, for something out of reach, in the shape of you and me. What it is remains unnamed, neither of us can explain. That's just what it became in the time I was away.
There's a storm coming on the news. They say you better stock up on provisions and booze. They say it's gonna be the worst we've ever seen. We've seen a lot of battles, you know what I mean. There's a storm coming, you better prepare. The radio said it's picking up out there. I hope you got wood and the fire is bright. I drove 11 hours to be here tonight. Baby, I'm standing outside your door. I can't feel my fingers and toes anymore. My tears are freezing, my heart is turning blue. I can't stop coughing, but I need to say the thing that's been on my mind all day, driving me through the snowdrifts back to you. There's a storm coming. There's a storm coming. Look at them clouds, like something from a scene from Apocalypse Now. It's gonna hit hard, it's gonna hit fast. You better say your prayers, it don't last. Baby, I'm standing outside your door. I can't feel my fingers and toes anymore. My tears.
ears are freezing, my heart is turning blue. I can't stop coughing, but I need to say the thing that's been on my mind all day, driving me through the snow drifts back to you. There's a storm coming. There too, there's a storm coming. There's a storm coming. Look at them clouds, like something from a scene from Apocalypse Now. I hope you got wood, the fire is bright. Drove 11 hours to be here tonight. Baby, I'm standing outside your door. I can't feel my fingers and toes anymore. My tears are freezing, my heart is turning blue. I can't stop coughing, but I need to say the thing that's been on my mind all day, driving me through the snow. There's a storm coming.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.